This is Biz. I'm a part-time working mom with two full-blown kids.
And I'm Teresa. I have a family business, two young kids, and a toddler.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, Thanksgiving is here, so let's talk about weird shit adults do to kids that they think is funny. Plus, Biz has a backyard miracle, and Teresa embarks.
Woo!
Gobble, 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 Teresa.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
Yum.
Gobble, gobble. Before I ask you how you are, and I am desperate to know, I wanted to make sure that we reminded all you guys, what with the holidays coming up, that there is some new merch in the Max Fun store for One Bad Mother. First, I'm going to tell you the website. Just keep in mind, I'll repeat it. MaxFunStore.com. Okay? Go there. You're going to find a hoodie for One Bad Mother. Black One Bad Mother written across it. Gorgeous. We've made a t-shirt that says, I am a self. It is perfect for all school-related holiday functions that you have to attend.
So cute.
It is so cute. We both ordered ours on the very first day, and yep. I'm just like, oh, when is it coming? There is a bumper sticker that I think you should get multiple of, and then at your family gathering or event, slap it on everybody's cars. Just like
so good.
When you used to go to Senior Frogs or something as a teen on spring break. You go to one of those places, and then you come out, and they bumper sticker in everybody's car. And the bumper sticker says, honk if you're doing it. Yes! Makes me so happy. Great stocking stuffer. Great hostess gift.
Yep.
So go maxfunstore.com. Get yourself some One Bad Mother merch for you or someone you love. Now, Teresa. How are you?
It's a real sack of bananas.
Oh, sack of bananas.
Such a sack of bananas.
That makes me want to like shimmy.
Yeah.
Like charo.
Yeah.
Sack of bananas.
You're doing it. Looks good.
I am. Everything's
By the way, guys, Biz
around.
Has these new glasses, and they're really working for her.
Oh, yeah. This is
between
the...
that and the shimmying.
as I am about to embark on age 46, I have decided that my late 40s will be the time of large glasses.
You look really great.
I really like these glasses.
You look great.
Thank you. Everyone, I'll post pictures later.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So everyone's been, we've just been like getting sick and then like better, but then like Frankie got a cold and then I got his cold and now I'm pretty much over the cold, but it's just like everything is funky. And everybody's acting crazy because vacation is coming and the babysitter got sick. And it was one of those things where, like, I could tell that she has not been sick in a while because she's, like, a healthy young person with no children and, like, gets normal amounts of sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, when our family was sick and she was in the house a fair amount, I was like, don't touch this, don't touch that. Like, I'm wiping stuff down. Just wash your hands a lot, whatever. And she's like, don't worry, I feel fine. And I was like,
You feel fine. But you...
Now. Like, I didn't want to...
You were such a mom,
I wanted to believe her.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, yeah, probably she'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, of course, she got sick. And then she got sick again. Like,
she got, like, sick.
And it's our fault.
Yeah,
like,
it's your fault.
Definitely our family that is making this person sick. So, she has not been around. Things have just been a little wild. And
primal,
really? Yes, like beasts.
Yeah.
And today is Monday, and we are this afternoon. Thorns love a challenge. We're piling in the minivan and driving up to Northern California.
Woo-hoo.
This afternoon / evening, because it's probably going to take us like 12 hours knowing us and like how many times people need to like stop and do things. And so I have no idea what that is going to be. It's been a while since we did a long road trip. Like, it's been a while. It's been probably more than a year since we did something like more than 4 hours. So I don't know. I don't know.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
Pretty much.
I I yelled at you just a second ago, you're such a mom, because we've now entered that place where younger adults, people who are younger adults, but not like participating in the choice of having a family at that stage.
Yeah.
Because we don't take out the I told you so on other things.
Yeah.
I feel like that demographic of like people get it from us. Oh, you're gonna get sick.
Yeah.
That's just gonna like snowball and progress.
It's either that or it's that we are everyone's mom now.
Yes.
We just decided we're mom to all.
We are global mom.
So we just interact with everyone as though we see them in the world, but also we're kind of a mom to them.
Yeah. Quick, ask me how I am because I want to jump on that.
Okay. How are you?
Okay. I actually was going to talk about like Ellis. We had his birthday party this weekend for like his classmates and stuff. And I was going to talk about how actually remarkably great it went.
Oh, good.
And like I actually had a good time and wasn't bitter and resentful at all throughout the whole party. But what you were just talking about reminded me, I was listening to a show and it was like a guest calling in and introducing herself. And the guy's like, what do you do? And she says, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm a mom. I'm a wife.
Mm.
We're like in bed listening. Yeah. I roll over and turn to Stefan and I say, I just want you to know.
Yeah.
I'm never going to list as my like identifying markers, wife.
That I'm a wife.
That I'm a wife.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's a job or responsibility.
It does.
And it shouldn't be.
No, because like, it's also like, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister.
You know, but I'm a wife. But those aren't associated with like,
I know.
Like a
I know.
Task. It's I'm
I
a
know.
Wife. Have you ever, ever heard a man say, I'm a, you know, teacher, I'm a, you know, little league coach, and I'm a husband?
No.
That's just, why do we do that?
I don't know.
I was like, I'm going to crush you right now. He was like, oh, no, you're not going to say, you know, you're a wife. And I was like, how about this? There's finally a holiday party I get to go to with you for work.
Yeah.
How about I only introduce myself as a wife?
Oh, God.
He was like, please don't.
And I feel like there was something where I think it was Glennon Doyle who said something about how, like, we have a tendency to describe who we are by who we are to others.
Yes.
And that has never left my brain ever since I heard her say that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow, I really do that. And I don't, and it's not the best. Like, how about just I'm a person?
Yeah, I'm a person.
That's fine. That's enough.
This may shock you when you first read it as a signature to my email.
Yeah.
Or as I introduce myself.
Yeah.
But hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And I'm a person.
Yeah, I'm a person.
With interests.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with you or anybody else around me. Speaking of not sharing interests with anyone else around you. Let's shift into our topic today, which is weird things adults do to and around kids that they think are funny. The adults.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Just the tip of the holiday season.
Yep, here we are.
So, I always feel like it's the most unfair to people who don't celebrate holidays but have children in their house because they have all this time, like, off, but there's no, like, they're not,
like, what
like
are
for
we
them,
doing?
Why are we doing this? Like, go to fucking school.
Yeah.
There's no, like, oh, I'm going to stress out about a holiday, right? Like, it's just like,
there's no distractions.
Shit.
Yeah.
How many movies can we watch?
Yes.
That's always the challenge in our house. Mm-hmm. But it is time to spend a lot of time together with your family.
Yes.
Your immediate family. Family that is not as immediate, but is going to be in your house or you're going to be in their house. Friends of family.
Sometimes it's your chosen family.
Yeah, chosen family. And I will admit, sometimes it's just strangers.
Yeah, sometimes
who, like,
it is.
Around the holidays who want to interact with your kids in a way.
Yes.
And I think
because it's festive.
Because it's festive somehow. Whoa! So let's talk about things that adults do. And I feel like initially when we were talking about this, it was like weird shit that like adults do to kids.
Yeah.
But then that led me down this whole path of like just weird stuff kids see adults doing around the holiday.
Totally.
just
nothing dark here,
no,
guys.
By the way, nothing dark.
Yeah. We're not, yeah.
No.
We're not getting into
the weird, bad
things that adults do.
This is more like. That's a different show.
Yes.
This is more of the pull my finger variety.
Yes.
So I'll just start there.
Please.
My family, especially my father, always enjoyed the old pull the finger joke.
Wow.
Do you know the pull the finger
joke? Of course.
Okay, good.
I had one uncle who used to do that. And I remember by the time he was doing that, I was so old that I was like, someone is actually doing this joke. Like I'd heard tell of the joke.
You heard tell, yeah.
But I'd never actually seen someone do it.
So you're like 15.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. It was so gross. I was past the point of it being funny. And
right.
Just like, wow, a grown adult is doing this.
Well, I want to tap in. I think overall, everything we're about to share ties in so well to aging out as kids and adults not being remotely aware that we are aged out of it.
And I like
that I'm saying me, as if I...
You've never done any weird stuff.
I've never done any weird
stuff. But I think a lot of it is not even just aging out, but it's adults misinterpreting ages, age-appropriateness of certain jokes, and... What and just misguessing what any given kid will like or think is fun.
Right.
Like just not. Because part of this is not just your relatives who know you really well or who you know really well. It's the relatives who feel like they know you.
Because they know kids.
But they have some connection with you because you are a kid in their family. Like, I think about like my niece and nephew. Like to me, they're like practically my kids, but they don't know me that well.
Right.
Like, so like adults kind of feel like they know these kids. And so they feel like, I know what this kid is going to like.
Yeah.
And it's mostly wrong most of the time.
It's almost always wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you have somehow created the one kid. You've got the one kid in your house who is so neutral to all interactions that they have.
Yeah.
Which is not a kid I've ever known.
No.
Okay. So back to the things. I'm going to pulling the finger for sure is a standard joke.
Yep.
In our house that my father liked to do. And I definitely remember pulling the finger.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, I never aged out of this. This is definitely one of those things that like I suddenly realized like Katie Beller was like grabbing at my hand once. And I was like, and it all came flooding back. Pull this finger.
Yes. Yes.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
So, but I am 12, so that's okay.
Right.
How about you?
So many things.
Yeah, I got a list.
So,
let's go back and forth like a tennis match.
And not even like all that funny, but like I had this one uncle who just, I would only see him at like these kind of times of year.
Yeah.
And it's not that I didn't like him or something. I just didn't know him that well, but he always called me Terry. He just always called me Terry. He
thought this is hilarious.
He thought it was
way.
Right. He thought it was, and he probably thought it was hilarious because that's not my nickname.
No.
It's never been my nickname. But some people with the name Teresa do go by Terry.
Yeah.
That is a nickname for Teresa. But I remember the first time he called me that, I didn't even know that that was a nickname for Teresa. So I was confused.
Yeah.
That created a socially awkward situation. What's happening here? Why am I being called this weird thing by this person? And then he just proceeded to do that all the time, like whenever I would see him. And I hated it. It was awful, but he thought it was great.
Yeah. Good job, Uncle.
Yeah.
There's also, you and I have different versions of this, but there is the old, there's a kid around and there's at least one family member who's going to pull something out of your ear.
Out of their ear, yep.
Yeah, ours was always like a quarter.
Right.
Right? And I'm like, that's great. And I have always thought, how weird is that, like, for a kid of different ages to, like, is that real?
Right.
Is it not real?
Yeah.
Like,
did that come out of my ear?
Like, how much anxiety should I have about this?
Yeah.
Ellis has, like, he's got two kindergarten teachers, and one of them is just the guy who is constantly pulling things out of the kids' ears.
Really?
Doing magic tricks and stuff.
Wow.
He also does this weird thing where he's like, gives kids shows them a banana, but he's already taken the banana out of it.
Oh.
And it's like a trick. He's like, would you like a banana? Oh, it's an empty banana. I'm like, is my father teaching kindergarten?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yours, what did you,
yes,
I liked yours.
So one of my grandmother's brothers, who was around at family things, who was great, wonderful person, he used to always have lemon drops. And he would pull a lemon drop out of our ears. And I do remember from a young age thinking it was truly magical.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually really cool for a while. Because a lemon drop is delicious.
Yeah.
And it felt like, maybe I am magic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm magic. And
maybe
I get a lemon drop.
Full of lemon drops rattling around in there.
And he was like, he was great. But, like, what I remember is that, like, especially as we got older, we kind of started to, like, try to game the system. And we used to, like, kind of harass him and, like, go after him for more lemon drops, at which point he would just get really pissed off. Like, it would just so quickly turn from, like, this really sweet thing to just, like, he's so agitated and just, like, stop touching. Like, get away. Like, you know, like,
he's like throwing lemon drops at you, which would be unfun and, like, painful. Get out of here! Like, scatters. Just, yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
But, like, makes, like, it seems like a natural progression. If you have a group, because the other thing about my family, especially my mom's side of the family, was there were so many kids and cousins of all different ages. So, like, the lemon drop thing might be amazing for a 5-year-old.
Right.
Like, really amazing and magical.
Yeah.
For a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old who's going to be there, too, because there's kids of all ages there.
Yeah.
It's going to lead down a weird path.
Oh, everything
and
eventually leads down a weird path. Yeah. My sister and I were, like, bouncing back and forth over this. And I really think it just comes down to the fact that we just didn't have a big extended family.
Yeah.
So, like, the only place we were going was to, like, my grandmother's house and, you know, with granddaddy, who just chain smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you know, like, and that weirdness.
Yeah.
And then sometimes,
because he thought that would be fun.
He thought that'd be fun for us. And then my great grandmother, honey. And then there was granny who was around for a while.
Uh-huh.
I guess it would have been my great great grandmother. Or if you, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And I don't. Like, I was asking Helen, I was like, is there anything you remember? And, like, her memories are the pulling the face, are all my father, like, immediate things.
Yeah.
She was talking about how growing up, and I remember this, he would get us or, like, our friends. And I remember, like, encouraging my friends to do this.
Oh, my God.
To poke him in the stomach. And then he would do the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so. But you kind of liked it, then.
Yeah. But we were all like, "Do it, poke my father."
It was fun. Yeah,
that was. But that's weird.
Yeah,
you know, like that's weird.
Yeah.
We also had a neighbor who, whenever you went to his house, like, his daughter was friends with my sister.
Uh-huh.
But I'd wander. You know, I was like the little sister of the neighborhood. No one my age. I just wander up to people's houses.
Yeah.
Looking for people. But he would do this thing where he'd say, you know, hey there, Elizabeth, Charlie Horse. And then he'd reach down and grab you, like, right above the knee and give it this, like, vice grip, horrible pinch.
So weird.
And you're like, ha ha. Like, he loved doing this. And it was
consent.
Horrible. Well.
No, I'm just saying, like, these were, like, before, like,
but they don't, like,
they don't touch other kids, you know, like, other
but it was just
kids.
Like, this was totally a thing that was reasonable,
totally.
And we were all supposed to be like, funny,
oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, no.
I think one other one that I've thought about that has, like, haunted me was, like, my mom has 5 sisters, and I love all my aunts.
Yeah.
Like, they're amazing. Like, I
I have looked up to them my entire life. I feel so lucky to have them in my family. One of them, whenever I would see her for a while or when she would call on the phone, she would always say, "It's your favorite aunt."
Yes!
Like that.
Yes!
And she was just being cute and funny. And like, I don't think there was any part of her that was actually saying, like, "I need to be your favorite."
Yeah.
It was just like a funny joke because there's so many aunts.
Yeah.
And they're like weirdly competitive with each other, you know? But like for me, as like the sensitive little Teresa that I was, it really caused me a lot of emotional distress because it made me think like, well, is she my favorite?
Yeah.
Like then I thought, do I need to have a favorite?
Right.
And then I was like, well, she's maybe not my favorite. Like I have a different favorite maybe.
Yeah.
And is that okay? And do I need to say something or not? And it really stressed me out then. Whenever I would,
I know. But that's just it. It's a lot of stuff I think that we do to kids.
Yes.
That we think are funny. We don't realize that it could be the kind. There's a million things that I am sure I have vague memories of being like staying up and thinking about it.
Yes.
But also on the list of like weird shit, there's the classic got your nose.
Yes.
Okay. Got your nose. But I feel like that sets up right away. Like, we know that you don't really have my nose. Like,
right.
Even babies are like, you don't really have my nose. My father also used to do this thing where it's like a hand trick. I'm doing it for Teresa now. I can never do it. That looks like,
he's pulling his finger off. Yeah, that one.
He used to do lots of like missing a finger, like tricks. Like with us, that are my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is
my
family. Again, everything I thought was normal, not normal.
But the effect that this has on kids is interesting. Like, I don't know that it's necessarily bad. I mean, I think some of the touching ones go too far, but like
Charlie Horse.
Yeah. That's not okay now. It probably wasn't okay then.
It was fine.
Yeah. But like nowadays I'm thinking about like Oscar, because I do stuff to my kids, I'm sure, like this, that I think is fun, and then they're like, "Ugh, I didn't like that." Like Curtis is at that age where like sometimes I'm like tickling or snuggling with him and I pretend that I'm like eating him up because he's so delicious. And he's like, "No, I'm not food." And it's like, okay, like I'm gonna be clear. Of course you're not food. I'm not really eating you, you know? but like Oscar, he's always been this way. He does not like being called anything other than Oscar. So like when people say like, "Hey, little buddy," or like if he's wearing a hat, Jesse will be like, "Hey, hat man," and he'll be like, "I'm not hat man." Like like really intense for him. And like that happens out in the world all the time.
Yes.
Where I'm trying to think of like what people say, like, "Oh, like, hey, big brother," or "Hey, little," or "Hey," like
anything.
Whatever people say that's just being sweet.
Yeah.
And he really doesn't like it. It just really bothers him. And so I've gotten into the habit of just saying to people, "Oh, yeah, Oscar really likes being called Oscar and just Oscar." And then people are like, "Oh, thank you for telling me that." But I feel like that goes for so many things.
My child likes his nose. So I'm just letting you know.
He doesn't want anybody to
take his nose.
Fair.
So fair enough.
I won't do that.
I just want to like add, because that was a weird thing about Oscar, which I love, like that he doesn't like that. I want to share a weird Ellis thing.
Yes.
Okay. That's equally like, Ellis cannot eat anything that's cute. So, and now this has been going on for a while, but now it's like, it's become so intense. So like Trader Joe's had these little hedgehog cookies and I was like, "Oh my God, something new I can give my kids."
Yes.
Ellis pulls one out and like starts crying.
Yes.
He's like, "I cannot eat this." Yeah. He got like a party favor that was like this cute unicorn cookie lollipop thing.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
Katie Bell helped by making it not cute. For his birthday, I was going to do these like princess, like these different Star Wars cupcakes.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, remember last year when you cut Princess Leia's face in half?
Yeah.
This was the worst.
Yeah.
So like I have to be like, I have to like keep my eye out for cute things.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to eat them.
Yeah.
And like that's
amazing.
That just has nothing to do with our topic.
It.
But I like that.
No,
it always makes me happy to hear other children having things that yes. are like super specific yeah. and upsetting.
Yeah, well, but I feel like it plays into yeah. this too, because it's like this idea that we have as grown-ups that we know what kids like.
Yeah.
Like, kids like cute things.
Right.
Kids like it when you joke around with them.
Yeah.
Kids like it when yes. you tickle them. Like
yeah.
kids like, and there's like so, we don't like think about the fact like, even if you know who this kid is,
yeah.
you might not know them well enough to just presume that they
right.
like this thing. And on holidays,
yes.
we show up being like, oh, we're going to have a great time together. Like,
yeah, well, not only that, we show up with a great time
yeah.
together, but we show up with all of our family traditions of jokes and
yeah.
weird things that we think we should keep
yes.
doing. It's also a time to, like, yeah, it's such a weird step of, I know kids, I know what they'll like.
Yeah.
My two children, who I think I know very well.
Yeah.
I still consistently
yeah,
do
sure.
things that they hate
yes.
and that I think are hilarious.
Yes.
And I am so surprised by.
Yes.
So as we were talking about at the beginning, get back on topic. We were
yeah.
talking about it's not just funny things that like happen in the holidays that we submit our children to.
Yeah.
But there's also like weird stuff that I think kids kind of witness,
yeah,
right? Where that we don't think about being weird,
yes.
But like the one I keep thinking about is like there is or was and always shall be some relative sound asleep
uh-huh.
in the middle of the room,
yeah.
Like
yes.
they're asleep at the table sometimes.
Yes.
They are asleep in the chair
sure.
or in a full seated position.
Yeah.
Not like, I mean, they're just out. And it like, it's pretty much like the moment the event begins. It's usually, I will admit, it's usually like an uncle
yeah.
or a grandfather of
yeah.
some kind. But just asleep.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a peculiar thing
really
to walk
is.
Around as a kid and be
yeah.
like, can I... Am I supposed... Now, as children, we always felt like, oops, you fell asleep at the slumber party. Get ready. Get ready for us to try and do things to you. Pen 15 upon Grandpa's head. Yeah, I think that's weird. And I feel like there's like other things. Like, you know, I'm sure there was always like foods that we didn't like.
Oh,
that like
totally.
Other people were eating
totally.
That they might as well have been eating like alien food, you know,
yeah.
where you're just like, why are they eating that or drinking that?
I remember because my parents didn't drink.
Yeah.
And like I remember going to these things at my grandparents' house and there just being like a table of
alcohol.
Just
yeah.
Bourbon. Like
yeah, bourbon.
The huge things
yeah.
of it. And like these smell. And I didn't even
the
know
smells.
What it was. Yeah,
yeah.
Just like the smells and like. What's that? Can I, like, do you want a drink? What do you want? What's that?
Oh, there's
that?
Always
no,
somebody
can,
being
no,
like, oh,
like,
want to try it?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's totally inappropriate. Though well, I've tried lots of things at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, usually it's the same thing where you're like, you want to try a sip?
Yeah.
This is gross.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never drink as an adult, which is definitely not how that works. There's always just like the room full of people's like purses.
Yeah.
Somebody always
room and
brings
the coat room.
Like
yeah.
a present for you that's super inappropriate.
Yes.
That's not at all okay.
Yes.
Or candy that's just like from their purse.
Yeah.
You know, like, Happy Thanksgiving. Here's a butter rum lifesaver. You know, it's got some purse hair on it. You know, I don't know. Being a kid is incredibly hard at the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mixed signals. A lot of knees and butts you're looking at mm-hmm. everywhere you go because of your height. And yeah, I just...
Did anybody ever make you, like, get up and sing a song?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
like...
There's always, like, a tradition or something of, like, you've got to sing. Yeah, there's going to perform for
yeah.
us.
Come
little,
on. Come on. Yeah.
Tell that story. Tell that one. Dance. Dance. And there's like throwing lemon drops at your feet. Dance again.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by Aura Organic.
Aura Organic is a plant-based nutrition company that creates clean supplements for everyone. Aura offers protein powders, probiotics, and more. Their products are organic, vegan, non-GMO, and never include artificial fillers or ingredients.
Each serving of Aura Organics protein contains 21 grams of protein from more than 20 organic superfoods, 2 servings of greens, digestive enzymes, and 0 grams of sugar.
You can mix 2 scoops of that protein with a frozen banana, maybe some almond milk, and a big scoop of peanut butter. And for Thanksgiving, if you want to make your pumpkin pie a little more exciting, you can mix some of the vanilla powder into your whipped cream on top and then eat double.
Right now, Aura is offering all of you a Black Friday deal with a hefty 30% off your first purchase. Head to aura.organic, no.com on that, just aura.organic, and use the code BADMOTHER at checkout. That's ORA.organic, and use the code BADMOTHER. Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time, Teresa. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
Okay. So this starts with a fail, which was that I don't learn from past experiences. And so I once again told my kids about a stuffed animal that I used to have. And then they went off freaking out about this stuffed animal and its whereabouts. Yeah. And in order to get out of the situation quickly, because it was bedtime, I told Grace that the next day we could go to the garage and look for this stuffed animal. That it might be there, and that there was a 10% chance that it was there.
Just go to sleep. Here's a lie to get you to sleep.
Yes. And but so, of course, she remembered. So the next day, we had to go to the garage. And I really was pretty sure it wasn't there, but I did think there was, like, a slight chance it was there. It was totally not there, you guys.
Yeah.
But as we were looking for it, and I was trying to figure out how... Because she was already, like, on the verge of tears thinking about this stuffed animal potentially being in the garage, you know, for
so
a long time. I really need to learn. But what caught my eye was my parents, like, on some trip down to visit us a few years ago, had brought my sister and my American Girl dolls from when we were, like, 8 or 9. And the clothes and like the thing. And like, I guess my sister had passed on it. And so I got everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, literally the mother load of like two beautiful. I mean, they're old.
Beautiful
like, they
dolls.
Need, they need to be like spruced up a little bit, but they're amazing. Like they're in great shape.
Ooh.
And the clothes and everything. And I was like, oh, this is what we're doing right now. Like, I could save it for Christmas, or I could just do it today
right
so
now.
That we don't spend the rest of the day crying. And it was amazing. So we got to spend the whole rest of the day and the day after just, like, enjoying these dolls. And, like, Gracie chose one of them, and she has been whatever. It's the best. It's delightful. So
that is a
recovery.
Great find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recovery.
Woo. Good job.
Thanks.
So Katybell School, they have like this little farm thing and they go to the farm. A lot of things to like pick and stuff. And the rule is any food related item that has grown there that's on the ground, they can pick up and use however they want. Well, she has been telling me repeatedly about this soup that she and 3 of her friends have been making. That's water, apple slices, garlic, and a few herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was finally able to go volunteer and go to the little farm with them. And they're like, great, we're setting up a restaurant today. And we can't wait to give you the soup. And I mean, now they're working very hard. They're slicing apples, stirring. Like they have filled the water up with a hose that's in a bucket. Garlic has gone in, some herbs. They've set up this great looking little restaurant. all the other kids are coming by to have the soup because they've had it before.
Okay.
And like they're sitting at like the little tables and I'll have the soup. Everybody wants some of the soup. They've been doing this for weeks.
Okay.
No adult has said, don't eat this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, all right. And they make the soup. They put it in these little cups. They've got little clean cups to put the soup in. And they've invited one of their teachers over, and they hand her the soup, and they go, try it. And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're like, what? And they turn to me. I did it.
Yes.
And she looks at me, and she was like, wow. And I was like, oh, yeah. All of us are probably going to be really sick at some. I mean, she's a teacher.
Right.
She like shared her previous experience of eating something kids had made and then being so sick afterwards. I got to say, apple and garlic, an actually remarkable combination.
Uh-huh.
And I drank it.
Good job.
You're awesome. The mom who will drink it.
You're the best mom.
Thank you.
So good.
Hi, One Bad Mother. I'm calling in with a genius. My first genius, which is really not why I'm calling in, is that my husband is gone for the day, and I'm in a bubble bath with wine, and that's amazing. However, this is not my own genius that I'm sharing. I'm actually part of this mom's group on Facebook for our community, and someone else posted this, and I have to share because I feel like it's just freaking amazing. So it's a letter to a child from the Tooth Fairy, and it says, Dear Donovan, I tried to come in and get your tooth, but there were so many toys on your floor, I tripped and fell. I'm going to come back tonight. Please make sure your room is clean so I won't hurt myself again. Love, the Tooth Fairy. And I just think this is amazing because why shouldn't they be on our side? Anyway, you're both doing a great job. Everyone's doing a great job. Thank you.
Yes.
Of course the Tooth Fairy's on our side.
Oh, my God. This is so beautifully manipulative and amazing.
Yes.
I love
this. And correct.
No, it is correct.
It's correct. The Tooth Fairy is coming with money.
Yeah. You better clean up for that Tooth Fairy.
Just clean up. All you have to do is put your toys away.
Yeah. Exactly. Doesn't matter how big or small you imagine the Tooth Fairy to be.
Clean up for the Tooth Fairy.
Clean up. That's right. I also love the, like, you know, Jackie Collins style vision I have of this woman.
Absolutely.
In, like, a bubble bath with wine sharing the story.
And I love that, like, probably she had the conversation with the friend on Facebook where the friend was like, yeah, I don't know. I know it's genius. I don't have time to call it in right now.
Yeah.
She's like, I have time. I'm in a bubble bath right now. I'll use this time to call it in for you.
Ooh, you. You and all of the people in your community are clearly doing an amazing job. Oh, that's so good. Failures.
Fail, 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 fail.
You suck.
Fail me, Teresa.
Okay, so American Girl doll related. So my doll was Kirsten. That was my doll. And Kirsten comes with a book that that's like Meet Kirsten. It's like the story of her family. And so I was getting Gracie to bed over the weekend, and she had just started that book, and she was getting to bed, and she was upset about this movie trailer that she's really into movies, and she likes to look up movies online that she's not allowed to see and watch, like, the trailer and like reviews of them and stuff. And it's very iffy because a lot of times the video reviews and the trailers have the stuff in them that I don't want her to see in the movie. She's always like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then it's bedtime and it's not fine.
Right.
So she was like, she was upset at bedtime, and in order to kind of, like, help her calm down, I was like, here, read this very innocent American Girl doll book about your new doll. And she's like, okay, thanks, Mommy. And the next morning, she came up, and she just walks in, and she's like, Mommy, the Meet Kirsten book is really sad. Her best friend dies of a disease.
Life is hard for Kirsten. Oh, my.
And I was like, yeah, I guess that sounds right. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I blocked it out. Yeah. Crammed it down with all my other sad emotions. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Good job, Teresa.
No.
Okay. Elsa's birthday party. He wanted to be Darth Vader and have all of his friends fight him as Jedis.
Okay.
Sure.
Great.
So we did the, like, you know, Pinterest pool noodle lightsabers for everybody. And I was like, I'd seen this other idea where somebody had taken white balloons and, like, drawn some stormtrooper faces on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids had to, like, battle through them
before
battling Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And they were going to go one at a time, right? And you could see all the different fails that could come out of this, but anything you expect actually didn't happen.
Okay.
Everybody was great. But I get the balloons. I tape them. I'd had, like, Katie Bell, one of her friends, draw the faces on. It was great. I totally had, like, preteen labor for the party. And then I take duct tape and I tape them down on the driveway. And here we go.
Okay.
Here comes the first Jedi.
Yeah.
And this kid comes swinging through and immediately every balloon lifts off from the ground and starts to float away. And, like, Katie Bell and I are, like, running and trying to grab balloons. And, like, we lose half the balloon. It was just like, wow, there they all went.
Yeah.
Just.
Thanks, duct tape.
Right away. I don't know why I thought.
Just immediately.
I should have known that that duct tape wouldn't hold it to cement against a lightsaber.
I guess.
And, like, so then Katie Bell and I are just, like, holding some out, like, not our faces, not our faces, and, like, I was swinging through. Yeah, it was over right away.
Oh.
It was like one of those magic tricks where you're like, and now I will take the doves, and they all just fly
they all just
off.
Fly away. Yeah.
That is exactly what it was like, and it felt not good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hi, Biz and Teresa. I'm calling with a fail. So I have three kids. My youngest is 3 months old, and she is not sleeping. She's up every 2 hours, so I'm really exhausted. So that's some context. So last night, I wake up at 4 a.m., and I hear my oldest, my six-year-old, call me. And he's very scared of the dark. He gets anxious at night, but he rarely wakes up in the middle of the night. So I'm thinking, I'm going to go be a great mom and go comfort him. So I go into his room, and he leaps out of bed screaming. Guys, he did not call me. I imagined it, and I just scared the ever-living shit out of my six-year-old for no reason at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I go and hug him, and I can feel his little heart just pounding out of his chest, and I just felt like the biggest monster for just coming in and scaring him for no reason. So I clearly suck and I'm doing a terrible job. Thanks for the show. Bye.
Yeah, well, when you haven't slept, you start hearing things. That's what happens.
I still hear the screams of my children. I'm like, Stefan, just be quiet for a second. I think I hear them yelling.
Yeah.
And it's just his breath.
Yeah.
Right? Or a cat. Yeah. It's forever.
Yeah.
Forever. I believe in the past I have said, your home is scarred by the screams of our children. They just, like, have been absorbed into the walls and will echo back at you for the rest of your life. Good job not taking enough care of yourself.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you. I love you.
This week on Bullseye, Lin-Manuel Miranda on His Dark Materials, hip hop, and life after Hamilton.
I know it's the first line of my obituary. So if that line is handled, then what else can I do with my time here?
It's Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR. Hey, it's Jesse Thorne. We're very happy to announce that tickets for Max FunCon 2020 will go on sale Friday, November 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific. I also want to let you know, this coming year, MaxFunCon 2020 will be our last MaxFunCon for the foreseeable future. For 2020 and beyond, we're going to be looking for ways to connect with more of you in person and spread the spirit of MaxFun farther than it's ever gone before. In the meantime, if you want to join us at the last MaxFunCon in Lake Arrowhead, June 12th through the 14th, you can find details at MaxFunCon.com.
Teresa, gobble gobble. It's the perfect season for rants. Let's listen to a mom have a breakdown.
Hi, this is Teresa. This is a meltdown. It's just the absolute last straw. I just got a call from my kid's elementary school principal. He is 7, and he got sent to the office for slapping another little girl in the face. And I have been trying so hard for so long to teach him to keep his hands to himself. But he is always fighting with his older brother and the other little boys in the neighborhood, and they play so rough, and he doesn't know when to stop. Other parents just don't understand, and they say, oh, they're just playing and roughhousing and let them go. And I say, no, it's going to turn into something else, and he won't understand and won't figure out when and he can play rough and when he can't. He doesn't know when to stop. And now he's hit somebody in the classroom. And he's not that kid. He's a nice kid. But I just haven't been able to get him to stop hitting. And it's just the last straw in a day that has been full of rough times. I don't know how I'm going to get him to stop putting his hands on other people. I don't know. He's in therapy. I'm doing what I can. But it just feels like I'm doing a crappy job. Okay. Thank you for listening.
You are doing a great job.
Yeah, you are.
This is like one of those like unseen, untalked about like things our kids do, mm-hmm. you know, that sometimes they're developmental, sometimes they're for a variety of reasons. Regardless, you are doing your best to help your child navigate the world. And it's like when you get the call that like your kid bit somebody like in preschool, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I remember the first time Ella says like, you know, a toddler slapped me in the face,
right.
you know, and I was just like, I was there. It's the feeling. It's not just that you suddenly get flooded with this fear that your child is somewhere, you know, is a monster, right? They're going to bite until they're dead, right? Like there's that fear that you're suddenly flooded with because it's so surprising. It's so shocking because it's not like they do it all the time. And then there's the fear of who saw that? What do people think? They think I'm doing some sort of bad job, right? And then there's the feeling of how am I supposed to help this? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just countless times I feel overwhelmed by things my kids are doing that I don't know how to help steer them through. Mm-hmm. And I worry it will never stop. Right? And like, how am I supposed to?
And that, by the way, that fear that it will never stop always makes it worse.
Always makes it worse.
Because if you assume that it will stop, it feels manageable.
Yeah, right. But when you get the call from the principal, especially on a day or a week or a year of whatever may also be going on in your life, I think that just like elevates all those issues.
Totally. I also think we have a tendency to feel personally responsible for every single thing that our kids do and every single way that they are in the world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we can do what we can do, and then that's all we can do.
Exactly. Like,
and I think that what I was feeling as I was listening to your call was I was just wanting to give you a hug and say, like, this is not your fault.
It's
like,
not
this is
your
not
fault.
About you.
No.
And you're doing everything you can. And obviously, your kid isn't getting the support that they need at school to help keep everyone safe. So I would be curious to see what the school plans to do to support your child.
Yeah.
I mean, really, because you're not there.
Yeah.
You're doing everything you can when your kid is in your care.
Right.
And your kid is his own person. And he's obviously doing this for a reason. So, you know, you're doing absolutely everything you can do. And it's such a hard situation.
And also, I mean, you said your kid's doing therapy. That's so great.
Right. You're obviously doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, exactly. So I just... Yeah, you really are doing a good job. And the thing is we see you.
Yeah.
And we don't think anything weird or odd or bad or, you know, sounds like you have a kid in your house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's hard. Let's all try to just be, like, really kind when kids are having problems expressing themselves with other kids, right? Like, let's all do our best to just go up and pat a mom's back or a dad's back if we see them, okay? Uh-huh. Like, you are doing a good job.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And I'm sorry.
Me too.
Yeah. Teresa, what did we learn today? We learned that holidays, which are already a hot pot of feels and hard communications sometimes and stress and sometimes high expectations, to not forget the added layer of fucking with kids and not realizing that they may not like it or each other. You know,
right.
Like, look, maybe don't take it out towards the kids. Get Uncle Larry to pull your finger.
Sure.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. Let's turn the tables.
I don't know. Weird shit happens when relatives and family and friends get together.
None of us know what to do.
None of us face it. There is always a chance it's me doing the weird thing.
Yep.
And there's always a chance it's me identifying something weird.
Yes.
Which it falls into the category of, it's okay if I do it, but if you do it, get the fuck out of my house, but leave the bottle of red wine. Which I think is the mantra of all holidays.
Definitely.
Woo, guys.
Am I weird? Are you weird? Was that weird?
Was that weird?
Am I just being weird?
Yeah.
Or are these people weird?
What's nice
about all of the above.
What's nice about friends and family is usually we can all look at each other and agree it's everybody else.
Yeah.
Family and friends. Guys, it is. The holidays are embarking.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Get your bathrooms stocked with catalogs or magazines or a spare phone or a glass of wine or a bottle of water or, like, chocolates, special foods that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Get your lives ready about stomach problems. Get your lives ready about babies that really need a timeout and need to feed in a quiet area. Because a bathroom can really be anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
A bedroom, a relative's, you know, a private bedroom. Make sure you are giving yourself opportunities to hide and regroup.
Yes.
You know, maybe we take it to the next level this year and we just, like, with our friends or partners, or even if it's just ourselves, maybe with our older kids, just, like, have some game plans about stepping out and not feeling bad about leaving an event early. Okay?
Yeah. Oh,
it's really okay to leave the event. And if you've got relatives who are going to get bent out of joint about it, that is not in your control.
Mm-mm.
The only thing that is in your control is the comfort and, like, as much happiness as you can muster during a stressful time mm-hmm. of yourself and your family. Okay? So really, it's not your responsibility. Okay?
So true. You know? Such a good reminder.
Yeah. Let's just really try to remember that. That won't erase any of your family's expectations.
No.
But there you go. You are all doing a great job. I have been surrounded lately by parents with young kids and infants to boot all at the same time. All of them saying to me, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And me thinking, liar, liar, yeah. pants on fire.
Yep.
You're all doing a good job. It is actually hard. It doesn't negate your choices, and it doesn't negate the times that you are enjoying, but it is okay to say you're not having fun and you're tired,
mm-hmm.
okay? You are doing a great job.
Yes, you are.
Teresa?
Yes.
You are doing a great job.
Thanks, Biz. So are you.
Thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, our producer, Hannah Smith, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Well, Daddy may be fussing by, not throw down mama blue. Oh, said Daddy may be fussing by, not throw down mama blue.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.